This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Assurance of Faith, Part 2. Our assurance of salvation does not come from a confidence in some subjectively measured inner witness, nor how warm our affections for God are at any given moment. Rather, our assurance comes from a growing confidence in Christ's saving work that purchased the fulfillment of all his great promises to us and his power to keep them. 2 Peter 1:4 states, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Greater assurance comes through stronger faith. And faith only grows stronger through the vigorous exercise of testing. Looking unto the promise of God, Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able to perform. 1 John 3:18, 19, and 24 states, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit when he is given us. Every child of God has need of the assurance of faith, the full certainty of faith, that the Lord has received him and made him his child. The Holy Scripture always speaks to Christians as those who know that they are redeemed, that they are now children of God, and that they have received eternal life. Can a child love or serve his father while he is uncertain whether his father really acknowledged him as a child? Scripture names three things by which we have our certainty. First, faith in the word. After that, works. And then, in and with both of these, the Holy Spirit. First, faith is the word. Abraham is to us the great exemplar of faith and also of the assurance of faith. And what then says the scripture about the certainty that he had? He was fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. His expectation was only from God and what God had promised. He relied upon God to do what he had said. The promise of God was for him his only but sufficient assurance of faith. There are many young Christians who think that faith in the word is not sufficient to give full certainty. They would rather have something more. They imagine that assurance, a sure inward feeling of conviction, is what is given above and outside of faith. This is wrong, as I have need of nothing more than the word of a trustworthy man to give me complete certainty, so must the word of God be my certainty. People err because they seek something in themselves and in their feeling. No, the whole of salvation comes from God. The soul must not be occupied with itself and its work, but with God. He that forgets himself to hear what God says and to rely upon his promise as something worthy of credit has in his fact had the full assurance of faith. He does not doubt the promises, but is strong in faith, giving God the glory and being fully assured that what was promised, God is able to perform. Then the scripture names also works. Here, carefully observe this. Assurance by faith in the promise without works comes first. The godless man who received grace knows this only from the word. But then later on, assurance is to follow from works. By works was faith made perfect. The tree is planted in faith without fruits. But when the time of fruit arrives, and no fruit appears, then I may doubt. The more clearly I, at the outset, hold the assurance of faith without works, on the word alone, the most certainly shall works follow. And both assurance by faith and by works come by the Spirit, not by the word alone, and not by works as something that I myself do, but by the word as the instrument of the Spirit, and by works as the fruit of the Spirit, as a child of God, the heavenly certification that he is the Lord's. Oh, let us believe in Jesus as our life and abide in him. The assurance of faith shall never be lacking to us. Almighty God, teach us to find our assurance of faith in a life with thee, in cordial reliance upon thy promises, and in cordial obedience to thy commands. Let thy Holy Spirit also witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's remember these points. Number one, the importance of the assurance of faith lies in the fact that I cannot possibly love or serve as a child of God, of whom I do not know whether he loves and acknowledges me as his child. Two, the whole Bible is one great proof of the assurance of faith. Abraham and Moses knew well that God had received them. Otherwise, they could not serve or trust him. Israel knew that God had redeemed them. For this reason, they had to serve God. How much more must this be the case in the greater redemption of the New Testament? And the epistles are written to men of whom it is presupposed that they know and confess and they are redeemed. Holy children of God. Faith, number three, faith and obedience are inseparable as root and fruit. First, there must be the root, and the root must have time without fruits. Then later on come surely the fruits. First, assurance without fruits by living faith in the word. Then further assurance from fruits. It is in a life with Jesus that assurance of faith is exalted firmly above all doubt. Assurance of faith is much helped by confession. What we express becomes for us more evident. We are bound and confirmed by it. Number five, it's at the feet of Jesus, looking up into his friendly countenance, listening to his loving promises. It is in talking with Jesus himself in prayer that all doubtfulness of mind falls away. Go forward for the full assurance of faith. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross to redeem us from our sins. Therefore, let us trust in his redemptive work on the cross and have the full assurance of faith in his promise of eternal life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one, be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you, your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.